flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wednesday, January 29, 2025. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning, sir.
Good to see you.
It is good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Yo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a text from producer Dan this morning, and he was like, hey, it might be a few minutes late. Seems the snow caught him off guard.
The snow absolutely caught me off guard, which I hear we have things that I could have been prepared.
Well, I said to you yesterday, I was like, you know, we're going to get hit with some snow. And you're like, oh, really?
That was like on the way in at 5 a.m. I assumed it would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going
to hit.
Day.
Yeah, I was just saying like in the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to get hit a couple of times.
I walked outside today. I was like, oh, okay. So I walked out. I scraped off my car. I put on my gloves and my hat. And I'm getting ready, and I pull out. But my mother is staying with me right now.
She's visiting from Florida.
She's there
doing,
for a week.
She is snowbirding wrong.
And she has Florida clothes. So, like, her winter stuff is, like, a nice light jacket. So she is not prepared for the inclement weather.
Well, the woman lived here.
Her entire life.
And
she has blacked all of that
she
out.
She is coming to Boston in January.
Yeah, she's a Floridian now. She has no idea what happens up here.
In her mind, she's like, I've adjusted. You should have saw her in 25-degree weather last night. You would have thought we were the Arctic.
Well, maybe she should just like leave some coats up here with you.
Mm-hmm.
And because she doesn't need them there. So this way, when she comes, she's prepared and doesn't have to pack a bulky jacket.
I know. I pulled a bad sun move this morning, which made me feel bad.
No, you do.
Because I was in a rush, so I didn't even think about it. So I just did my car and I left. And then she wakes up early because she gets out. She goes to work at like 5 a.m.
Right.
And as I'm driving to work, I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't leave her with the scraper. I didn't leave her with gloves or a hat. I left her with nothing. So I call her and I go, hey, have you looked outside yet? Because she's like me. She goes, no. I go, well, it has.
I cannot with either one of
surprise.
You.
Surprise.
I go, well, surprise. It has snowed.
A lot.
Great.
It's some nice fresh pow-pow.
Yeah. And I go, so does your rental car have a scraper maybe? Is that something they provide you with? And she's like, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I forgot to leave you mine. Maybe you can wake Kaylee up at like 5 a.m.
Oh, so your girlfriend's there too?
Yeah, I was a full house for a one-bedroom apartment.
I don't know how you
do it. Oh, wow.
We're packed in there like rats.
You're a good man.
Like snow on her car.
So I didn't leave her anything. I completely left her to dry, and she was like, I'll just figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And then I got this text after I was here at 5:19 a.m., and it says, here's how my snow day started. I went out to the car without boots, no gloves, no scraper. Cleaned off the car with my hands.
That's the New Englander in her. There you go.
And when I tried to start it, I noticed it was not my car.
No. What?
I made someone else happy this morning.
You know, when it's a rental, you really don't remember what it looks like. Sometimes you forget or whatever.
It's dark.
And it's all covered in snow. They all look the same.
It's 5 in the morning. It's dark.
Oh, she did a mitzvah.
She's out there with her hand just on someone else's windshield.
Was the car unlocked or she just went to get in?
That's the question. Did she climb into someone's car?
Right, and it's now covered in snow and somebody's going to get in their car later today. Why is my car wet?
Yeah. Why is there a snowy ass print on my
Why did I leave my car unlocked?
Who cleaned off my car? That's amazing.
I was like, well, someone's going to be real pleased with you this morning.
Yeah, Nancy is doing the semi-retirement snowbirding completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to come back up here in like June and July.
Well, she's got a job, Carson.
I know.
And when the man calls, you got to go.
Trust me, I have heard about the weather up here every moment since she has landed. She's not pleased.
Right.
All right, well, we need to pack a little thing for Miss Nancy. So when she's here, she is prepared and ready.
I got to get her some gloves, maybe a scraper.
Gloves, hat, scraper, all the...
Because I'm fully prepared, but I took all my stuff with me.
Yep.
I just want to see the neighbor when they walk out and they see their car, and they're just going to be like, oh my gosh.
How nice.
Somebody cleaned off my car.
She just made somebody's day.
There's an angel in this apartment complex.
Correct.
Oh, that is good. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Hannah Frazier joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so Hannah, you're with Hasty Pudding Theatricals. I mean, this is a historical organization,
I guess.
Really.
No, it's absolutely 100%. Been doing it for a bunch of years.
For a very long time. And you have the Hasty Pudding Awards that you're giving out to John Hamm and to Cynthia Erivo. But let's talk about Hasty Pudding Theatricals first and their history and what they do as far as putting on shows.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year is actually our 176th production. We have been operating as a theatrical organization since 1844. We've stopped, I think, for a total of 5 years between World War One, World War II, and COVID-19. So we are the longest continuing theatrical organization in the United States. And we put on 30 shows in the city of Cambridge on Harvard's campus every year, which will be happening from early February to early March this year. And then we go on tour to New York, and then we go on tour to Bermuda. So this year's show is the 176th production. It's called 101 Damnations. And I don't know too much about it, but it's set in hell, and it's entirely student-written, and I'm very excited to see it.
How did this come about, this idea of having a Hasty Pudding Man and Woman of the Year, and then the dressing of them up and parading them down the street and all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Woman of the Year came well before the Man of the Year. It started in 1951 with Gertrude Lawrence. And I'm not entirely sure what the lore was, besides the fact that I think the men thought it would be funny to honor, you know, back then it was an all-male cast. And so I think it's fun to have a woman on stage to be able to honor, you know, a member of the Hasty in a front-facing way. The Man of the Year came a bit later with Bob Hope in 1967. Oh. So definitely a gap between the two.
And Hannah, yeah. So... this is done entirely by Harvard undergraduates, and it's been going on for a long time. I imagine you must have some distinguished alumni in the Hasty Pudding Company.
Yeah, I think the most recent, probably most famous person that I, you know, grew up watching TV of is Rashida Jones. She composed the music for a show called Me and My Galaxy. You know, Jack Lemmon, who is very famous from First Some Like It Hot, was in the cast, and there's also a ton of people who, like Larry O'Keefe, composed music and is very, very successful.
The one thing I don't think people may not realize is you can actually go to the show.
Yeah, go get tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if people want to buy tickets to be there for the Hasty Pudding Award for the show, how do they do that?
Yeah, so the Man of the Year event with John Hamm is sold out. But for Cynthia Erivo, you can go online at Hasty Pudding Theatricals. Just Google us. It'll be the first thing that comes up. And go to our Buy Tickets page, and it's super easy. So we're selling tickets for Cynthia Erivo. And then we also have tickets for the rest of our show run, which, you know, we've got 30-plus days. We run every single day of the week except for Mondays. And so it should be a pretty good opportunity for people to come catch the show, too, if they can't make it for the actual event for them. For the Woman of the Year.
It is a good year for Cynthia Erivo to be Woman of the Year. Elphaba should be, yes, Woman of the Year.
Well, we wish you all the best. I don't want to say good luck. Toy toy and...
toy toy?
Yeah.
What's that mean for us laymen?
It means break a leg, just in a different language.
Oh,
it's what people say. But anyway, I, you know, best of luck with all of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. That's better than a hasty pudding award.
And if you wanted to bring John Hamm around when you're talking to the driver, that they make an accidental turn, we are just around the corner from you guys. No problems.
All right. Sounds good. No?
Okay.
I'll let him know.
All right. It was good to talk to you,
Thank
Hannah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
These Harvard kids, always underachievers.
Yeah, <right. laughs> If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear about it. Maybe you're putting on a show, or there's an organization that you're involved with, or you had something happen in your personal life that just put a smile on your face. We'd love to hear that story and have you a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, you can call or text us right here in the studio to set that up. 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Kennedy, you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
I do. So the wildfires out in Los Angeles have been devastating for so many people, but you get little glimmers of good tidings that happened. And one of them was a guy who was going to propose to his girlfriend, but the ring was in the house. But when they went to the house, he was able to find it.
I was thinking, you know, well, maybe the stone should survive and maybe we'll find the little stone. I was like, we're going to look over here where my desk is. I did not tell her why. We're digging around where my desk is, where you can see the desk frame. And then you pick it up and you pick up the thing and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees and I was like, hey, will you marry me? And I'm in complete PPE, zipped up with the white hood and everything.
I'm crying.
She's crying.
You know?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Kennedy.
Sure.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov, so the Joe Bros are going back with where it all began. They're teaming up with Disney for a Christmas comedy movie coming in 2025 holiday season, currently titled Jonas Brothers Christmas Movie. I mean, somebody had to sit around a table
Christmas?
For a
Come
long
on.
Time to figure that one out. Apparently, the story is they try and make it from London to New York for Christmas with their families.
But what's stopping them, Kennedy? What nefarious forces are afoot to stop the Joe Bros from getting on their private jet?
They are co-producing.
To fly.
Yeah, they're co-producing the movie that will feature brand new original songs. Of course, as Dan said, they started in Camp Rock. They've had their own series, Jonas. I would play for you the announcement that they did on the social medias, but it's one of those like Love Actually things where they just hold up cards. Watch. So, like, have they fallen so far that they got to do a Christmas movie?
I don't think this is falling far.
I mean, Disney might have backed up the Brinks truck. Who knows?
Yeah, they're getting paid.
I didn't say they weren't getting paid.
Oh, I don't.
But
I don't believe that this is art.
Is this them following their passion?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Doing a Disney Christmas movie.
No, I think this is right in line. I think this is right in line with who they are as the Jonas Brothers, and I love them.
They're all going to throw on their purity rings again, do another Disney movie.
A little late for that. Ship has sailed. Will Ferrell is on a mission to be named People's Sexiest Man Alive. He was on the Today Show yesterday about talking about his failed campaign last year, saying that he got zero votes, but he's got big plans for this year.
I think I may need to do like a preemptive photo shoot, pay for some billboards.
Yes.
Around LA, New York.
Yes. Influencers.
Influencers, get it going that way.
Yeah.
He was had to be reminded that John Krasinski won last year, and he was like, oh, all right, I guess. I don't get it. He also said, I've never wanted anything more badly than Sexiest Man Alive, saying that comedians rarely get chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, can you even think of one? And Savannah's like, Paul Rudd.
Oh. That cut to the quick.
And then Will goes, well, Paul's funny, but not there.
Yeah.
And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are extending their Restless Leg tour into 2025 with a new set of U.S. dates kicking off in the spring. This originally started back in 2023. And they expanded the run into 2024. So now they've added some more dates from March to June. They say, if this tour finally goes right, we can end this friendship. So it's coming here to the Fox Center Friday, January. Public on sale is Friday, January 31st, excuse me. Artist presale is Wednesday, January 29th, and it looks like I erased the actual date that it's happening. Hmm.
They're so funny together.
Yeah.
I had it in front of me, but I actually closed it.
I got it.
You got it?
I don't know why I deleted that one part. So they'll be at Mohegan Sun on May 16th, and then they'll be at the Box Center Wang Theater on May 17th. So there you go.
I would like to get them into the studio. They're fantastic.
I bet
fantastic.
You would. Yeah, I'm sure they'll just stop on by.
Amy Poehler's a local girl.
I'm just saying.
She's from Burlington or something.
I mean, we had Colin Jost in here before, right? We've had some good comedians.
Huh?
We had Colin Jost in here.
When?
Are you okay?
No.
Yeah, he played Campy Kennedy and everything.
I really don't remember that.
He stayed here for like an hour.
I 100% don't remember that.
You don't remember we had fake Donald Trump call him?
Nope.
To call him out for his jokes?
Nope.
That would be a fun game. We'll play that. Kennedy, have you talked to this celebrity?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'd lose. My memory is terrible. I blame the lithium. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I can only be who I am, and I had to take a lot of meds over these last few years, and I think that they damaged me a little.
The only thing that fits in your brain is pop culture knowledge.
All right. It's like a Dixie cup. And I only keep what I need, and the rest of it just goes.
Well, you were great during the Colin Jost interview.
I like to think I am.
You crushed it.
I try and be professional, regardless if I can remember it or not.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Protein shake every morning, so that's why I do the same thing every day. Then I can't forget. Ritual. You don't want to be in my head.
So anyway, don't you know somebody over there at the Box Center Wang Theater?
I do, but it's not up to them. But let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
I'll get
Ernie Bach on the phone. I'm sure he knows Amy.
Refuse to bother Ernie Bach with this.
His name's on the sign out front. I'm sure he knows somebody there.
I refuse, but I will find a way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Taryn from Cohasset.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi.
I understand you actually beat Kennedy once before, and you got to come to the studio.
I did, and yesterday, like 2 days ago, my daughter said, can I go in again? So I tried calling again.
And you said, Mommy will take care of it. I'll just beat her right quick.
I like it.
All right, you know the deal, Taryn. Kick Kennedy out, please.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
There she goes, leaving the studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Dan, will you verify she's left the studio?
She's in there.
All right, thank you.
This pane of glass.
He's our own notary. You're like our notary public over there.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Question number one. A list of artists who have never won a Grammy include Katy Perry, Queen, and Snoop Dogg. Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg actually have collaborated on a number one song. What is that song called?
California Girls.
Lady Gaga isn't bothered if you didn't like the Joker, Fale Adu. She says, and I quote, people sometimes don't like some things. To be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. Has Lady Gaga ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
No.
Question number three. Sophie Turner took a girls' trip to the Maldives with her besties. Who did Sophie Turner divorce last year?
One of the Jonas Brothers.
All right. Well,
that's a good start.
Joe Jonas?
Question number four. Tom Selleck turns 80 years old today. He's still acting. Most recently playing Police Commissioner Frank Regan on which police procedural drama that ran for 14 years and just ended in December?
Law and Order? I don't know.
Question number five. 66 years ago today in 1959, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty premiered in L.A. What is the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What is your daughter's name, Taryn?
Kinsley.
Kinsley. Okay, I remember Kinsley. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Taryn got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
You might be breaking Kinsley's heart here, Kennedy, if you win this.
I know.
How's that gonna sit with you?
That's not fair.
These are tough. You ready?
Got to be cold-blooded in this trivia game.
Yeah.
A list of artists who have never won a Grammy include Katy Perry, Queen, and Snoop Dogg. Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg have actually collaborated on a number one song. Name the song.
California Girls.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lady Gaga isn't bothered if you didn't like Joker, Folie à Deux. She says people sometimes don't like some things. To be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. Has Lady Gaga ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
In 2017, 2-1.
She came down from the roof.
Sophie Turner took a girls' trip to the Maldives with her besties. Who did Sophie Turner divorce last year?
Joe Jonas.
3-2. Tom Selleck turns 80 years old today. He is still acting, most recently playing Police Commissioner Frank Regan on which police procedural drama that ran for 14 years before ending in December?
Blue Bloods.
It is Blue Bloods, 4-2. Question number five. 66 years ago today, 1959, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty premiered in L.A. What is the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora.
Aurora is it. 5-3 is the final score, Taryn.
Poor Kinsley.
Can hear Kinsley weeping in the background, Kennedy.
Nope.
Well, we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Taryn from Cohasset, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We are going to spread the love for Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's for Veterans. It's our goal to collect a bunch of Valentine's Day cards, custom homemade cards from elementary school kids. You know, the kind that you used to make back in the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you like me? Check yes or no.
Crayons, misspelling, glue sticks, the works.
You got to cut out
glitter.
You got to fold the paper over and then you cut it in the shape of a heart. And when you open it up, you have a card. You remember
100%.
That? Remember doing that one?
100%.
I thought I was the boss when I did that. That nobody knew that trick.
Yes, I also dabble in architecture.
And so we're looking for classrooms that want to volunteer to make the cards. Or if you're a part of a veterans organization where we can bring the cards. We're looking for that as well. I believe we have Emily here. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. So you're with the Leslie Ellis School. Tell us about the school in Arlington.
Sure. We are an independent preschool through grade 8 school, and we serve about 220 students. We've been around for about 70 years now, and hallmark of our school is known for its progressive anti-bias curriculum and community. So this project is right in line with our mission, and that's why we wanted to jump in and join you.
So how many kids you think you can make us some Valentines over there?
We'll see if we can get them all to make some.
If it was all, how many would that be?
I believe just over 200.
That's what we love to hear.
Don't be scared to get the janitors and the cafeteria workers involved, too. We'll take as many cards as we can get.
Everybody loves doing arts and crafts. I don't care who
you are. We'll get everybody involved.
We love to hear
it. We'll get as many as we can.
Now, Leslie, one of the things you know we've talked about is our connection to the military. Obviously, I'm a veteran. My dad served. My brother served. I understand you have a connection to the military as well.
I do. My maternal grandfather was in the medical corps of the Army in World War I.
Wow.
Oh, what is that? That's the greatest generation, right, Dan?
That is the greatest generation.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That just made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah.
We actually have a family member, my wife's family. He is one of the oldest living veterans of World War I in South Carolina. He's like 105 years old.
You mean World War II? Maybe. I don't know if the World War I guys are around
World
anymore.
War II. Is it World War II?
Might be World War II.
World War II was like 1941.
Yeah, he was born in the 1700s.
The oldest living member of the Revolutionary War.
It's whiskey and cigarettes.
We're not doing history. We're getting Valentine's.
Well, thank you, and we will talk to you very soon,
you so
Emily,
much.
About for this.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Let's see. Maureen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you?
Good.
We're great. So, Maureen, this is a cool title, Director of Patient Experiences, and you want to get involved. What is the hospital? What do you have going on?
So this is Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Milton, your neighbor right down here on the South Shore.
Yes.
And we would love, yes, thank you. We would love to be the recipient of some of these beautiful Valentines. We serve a large veteran community that will be in the hospital on Valentine's Day, as well as many dedicated staff members who are also veterans who will be working to care for them on Valentine's Day. I think it's a great day to share appreciation, kindness, and thankfulness on such a great day.
Done and done and done.
I love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
That is perfect. That is exactly what we're looking for.
Maureen, will you please email me, kennedy@mix1041.com, please. Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely shall. Thank you for spreading the love. It's a beautiful gesture, and I'm so thankful for you guys doing this. Oh. Kudos to you.
I bet you're a good director of patient experience reaching out to do this.
Thank you. I try. Thank you.
All right, that's great. We'll talk to you soon. Make sure to email kennedy@mix1041.com, okay?
I shall. You guys have a great day. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll see you soon. What day is Valentine's Day on? I'm just
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome. Imagine the looks on their faces when they're in the hospital dealing with whatever they're going through. And then just cards from little kids shows up.
I think it can be real lonely
right.
being in the hospital or being a veteran or being you know, away from home, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Even if you smile for a minute, it's worth it.
If you want to get involved, you're a part of an elementary school and you want to have your kids make cards for our Valentine's for veterans. If you want us to have us come to your school, how about a pep rally? I think we need a pep rally, Kennedy.
This isn't about us, Carson.
Carson's like, roll out the red carpet for
us. I just want to have a pep rally for the kids. Get them all like, hey, if you make cards, we'll have a pep rally. Don't you know what pep rally means, Kennedy? It means you don't have to be in the classroom. That's how you reward kids.
If your pom-poms are not out, we're not coming.
An assembly? Can we have an assembly, please? Can we make the morning announcements? This, I want to be fun. So, again, if you want to get involved and you've got an elementary class or a school or that wants to make cards for us, go to mix1041.com, click on Valentine's for Veterans. There's a link there that has all the information, how you can sign up. You can send us an email to morningshow@mix1041.com. Or if you just have questions about all of it, you can also drop us a text or give us a call at 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I have some funny audio for you, Kennedy.
I live for funny audio.
This is my wife, Lana, after she got done with an exercise class. And if I were to say to you, name an exercise class that would generally be associated with the elderly, what would you think?
Jazzercise.
Jazzercise, sure.
Chair aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
Water aerobics.
Water aerobics. That's an interesting one that you say that one, Dan.
Makes me think of like the cast of the Golden Girls in swimming caps.
Because my wife came home very excited from her exercise class doing water aerobics with the olds.
Tell everybody what you did.
Water aerobics. Why are you laughing?
Because of something Barrett said before you went. What did he say?
Oh, you're doing an old lady workout? You're going to work out with the old ladies?
And dangerous.
By the way, Judy said, who I went with, my friend, she goes, okay, Barrett, that's you're calling me that.
Well.
Well, let me just tell you, that's semi what I thought, except for that when your butt got in the water and she started bouncing around doing all kind of aerobic exercises, and by the by, it's the weight of the water that you're up against. It was very hard, and I clocked my calories burned, and it was over 255.
Were you the youngest person in the class by two decades?
Yes, but there was only two people in the class tonight.
For crying out loud.
Okay.
Well, it just started back.
And so you were two decades younger than your friend?
Yes, I think.
That's like old lady. Did you have like a water cap on?
Is Barrett trying to die today?
He just rolled into the conversation.
I would have shut that down right quick.
Yes, I think.
That's like old lady. Did you have like a water cap on? And were you like...
No, but all the children that got in after us, they had water caps on, not us.
Were you wearing like a bathing suit, like a full length with black and white shirt?
No, but apparently they make water aerobic suits that you could dry off fast and stuff too. Mm-hmm. If I continue to do this, I might want to get one.
How about you doing it next week with Mom?
I'm good.
It's surprisingly very hard, Barrett. I was very surprised. It's like water dancing. Okay? I mean, you're like lifting weights and everything. Yes, you are. You have to tie. We had to tie a noodle in a knot and tie it around our ankle. And then
you're lifting pool noodles.
I don't even understand why she even lets you do this, because I would have walked out the door at this point. I would have told you both to go somewhere else.
Tie it around our ankle. And then
you're lifting pool noodles.
Plus the weight of your own body in the water. You know what that's like?
Did they have some?
And it was aerobic. It was like.
They have music going?
That's yes.
Like what? Like band. Elvis Presley?
No. Queen.
Chubby Checker?
No.
Big
Queen.
Band.
Bruno Mars.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Goodness gracious.
No.
Great balls of fire.
Pitbull. Saturday Night Fever.
It was harder than I thought.
I love that for you. Red.
I told her that I could. She could turn it up. She goes, so could y'all go a little harder? Or do I need to stay where I'm at? I said, well, I mean, I'm not that coordinated, but you could go a little harder. Doesn't mean I'm going to be.
Don't kill your friends as the young person there. You have to remember.
Oh, yeah, we had to do this thing where one of us was the horse and the other person was the carriage. And you're.
What?
What are you doing? This is not water dancing.
You had two noodles, and I held on to them like they were the reins, and Judy was the horse, and then I was like, and I had to pull her back and give resistance, and she had to go running across the pool.
Oh my gosh, I need to video this.
No, absolutely not. And I was so worried that somebody was going to come in and stand up there at the top and see me, and the high school was having a basketball game.
Like me? I should have gone over.
No, absolutely
I can't believe
not.
We didn't think to
sure
go.
Sure did.
We blew it.
Dang it.
That was my one and only time. I'm never going back. Next week at 5 o'clock, that's not where I'm going to be.
There you go.
You know, smart guy, professional athletes work out in water because it's good for your joints. Like professional football players, masculine men do these things. So why don't you go take a class and then we can laugh at you. Anyone else feel like that's appropriate?
From the seven,
am I alone?
I'm happy to make Carson do water aerobics. I think that's hysterical.
From the 774, my mother and aunts do water aerobics.
Now that you've shamed your wife for exercising.
Nobody, I mean, oh my God, she's the most fit person I know, and you're giving her crap.
Nobody under 70 in that class.
No. It's all swing music.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I can't. Lana, I love you for playing our reindeer games, because I would have walked out the door a long time ago.
Come on, it's funny.
It's not!
Then they all met at the buffet at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, because we don't go out to dinner early at all, Carson. You're right.
Carson and
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers,
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
On Mix
1041. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, dying.
No. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Brought to you by your good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Angela.
Hi.
From Nashua.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Angela?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
There you
she,
too.
There she goes, swimming her way out.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
So we've got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. Angela, you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
I understand the kids.
I'm ready.
The kids are still at the house. Why are they not at school?
I don't know, because there's a little bit of snow on the ground in Nashua, mess up my day. Well, good.
Here we go. Question number one.
Canceled. Okay.
Megan Fox is due to give birth in March, and TMZ is reporting that she and the baby daddy aren't even speaking anymore. Who is the father?
No idea.
Okay.
You seem shocked by the news, but.
Yeah.
Question number two. Jason Kelce said he's rooting for his old team, the Eagles, when they play his brother Travis and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Who has more Super Bowl victories all time, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
All right, I have my son Ted, who is supposed to come in clutch for the football sports question.
The Chiefs,
he's telling me.
Question number three. Sigourney Weaver's performance in Shakespeare's The Tempest in London was interrupted when environmental protesters rushed the stage. She was ushered off and the protesters were arrested. Sigourney rose to fame playing the character Ripley in which movie franchise?
Ghostbusters. Oh, no, wait. He's saying no. Alien.
Smart kid.
Question number four. The new Hulu series Paradise was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to monetary terms with this band for use of the song or the title. Take a listen and then name the band that sings Paradise City. Name the band.
My aspiring guitarist here tells me it's Guns N' Roses.
Let me tell you, we should have just let him play.
I know.
What's his name?
I know. You really should have. Ted.
Ted is killing it.
How old is Ted?
16.
Yeah, Ted is killing it.
Ted knows his stuff.
Question number five. Bea Arthur from Golden Girls was once in the Marines. She served as a truck driver. What is the Marine Corps' motto that is Latin for always faithful?
Semper Fidelis.
Let's go. Let's get Kennedy back
really
in the
I had a really good friend that was in the Marines.
Kennedy! That is very good. All right.
Shout out to Sean Horgan.
All right. Shout out to Sean. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How your mom and them?
Oh, she's good.
Angela, with an assist from her 16-year-old son, Ted, got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well,
I'm going to be honest. 3 of those were Ted.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ted.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Megan Fox is due to give birth in March, and TMZ is reporting that she and baby daddy aren't even speaking anymore.
So sad.
Who is the father?
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes, Machine Gun Kelly, MGK.
Oh.
1-0. Question number two. Jason Kelce says he's rooting for his old team, the Eagles, when they play his brother, Travis, and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Who has more Super Bowl victories all time, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Eagles?
Chiefs, 4-1.
Should have phoned a Ted.
Should have phoned a Ted. I don't have a Ted. I'm Ted free.
Everyone needs a Ted.
I guess.
Sigourney Weaver's performance in Shakespeare's The Tempest in London was interrupted when environmental protesters rushed the stage. She was ushered off and the protesters were arrested. Sigourney rose to fame playing the character Ripley in which movie franchise?
Alien.
All right, we're tied at two. Going to the final two questions. All right. The new Hulu series Paradise was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to monetary terms with this band for using the song or the title. Take a listen and name the band that sings this song.
Take me down to a paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah. Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
That's the best. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Guns N' Roses.
Should play that at water aerobics.
Let it go, Dan.
Tied at three, question number five. Bea Arthur from the Golden Girls was once in the Marines. She served as a truck driver. What is the Marine Corps' motto that is Latin for always faithful?
Semper Fi.
That is correct. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis.
That was close.
Semper Fi, do or die.
4-4 is the final score. And with a tie, Kennedy gets the win.
Well
the
done,
best
friends.
I've ever done.
How many times have you played?
I want to say this is maybe my third.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time playing with Ted, though.
See,
I think now you know.
Yeah, you would have suits without him.
Yeah, we learned something today. From now on, Ted plays.
Can't top Ted.
Nope. All right, Angela, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Angela with Ted from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, a lot of questions coming in about Valentine's for veterans. If you've not heard about this yet, this year we're going to try something new on the show. Obviously, we have a pretty long-standing relationship with the military on the show. I was in the Army. Hoorah!
Hoorah.
Death from above.
Okay, champ.
I still have that T-shirt. My job was so cool in the Army that I can't even talk about it, except now it's Google Maps. That's what my job was when I was in the Army. We were testing all of that technology where I worked. I had a top secret security clearance. You weren't allowed to talk about it. I had to wait a year to be able to do my job when I went into the military. They went back and talked to like my first grade teacher. They did the whole thing. And now it's what you have on your phone.
And now they replaced you with robots.
They did.
Like that the self-checkout at Market Basket.
That is it. And so for Veterans Day, for Valentine's Day, we want to give cards to veterans. And we thought, who makes better cards than elementary school kids?
100%.
Nobody makes better cards than them. So if you're a teacher and you want to get your class involved, you can go to mix1041.com. All the information is there. You can drop us a text in the studio, 617-655-1234. We have it all up on our social media. We have Jessica, who is a faculty member at a school. Tell us what it is that you do and tell us about the school that you're involved with.
I'm an occupational therapist, so I work on fine motor skills, coloring, writing, cutting, all those wonderful things that kids need to learn.
You know what's great for fine motor skills, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Making Valentine's Day cards.
Yes.
That's how I learned.
And the kids I work with are amazing and so kind, and they love doing projects that benefit people. So this is perfect for us. It motivates my students, and it benefits the veterans, so I can't think of anything better.
You know, it's really interesting to me, as we've only been doing this a few days, but the schools that have been contacting us, it's like everybody's got this mission to be kinder, to do something for their communities, to be a part of what's going on around them. I don't remember that happening when I was a kid, and I just love this. Is this something that you want to bring to your students every day?
Yes, absolutely. I try to find things that really motivate my students. So I set them up with like pen pals at another school with another OT. And we love doing projects exactly like this. So this is so perfect.
What made you want to get into that field, and especially work in an elementary school?
I have always loved kids.
It was the money, Dan.
100%.
She wanted to be rich.
That's why I got into radio.
So the fame and fortune.
I just love the challenge of, you know, finding what motivates students, and just getting that relationship with them, and, you know, making them laugh, trying to be the bright spot in their day. And frequently my students will say to me, OT is my favorite part of school, or, you know, my favorite part of my day. And that is exactly why I do what I do.
Okay. What is the school again that you work at? We didn't say it at the beginning.
Yeah, I work at Lynch Elementary School in Winchester.
All right. And how many kids do you think are going to make cards for us?
Well, I have about 40 students on my caseload.
Awesome.
But in our district, there are six of us OTs, and I've been telling them about it. So they're going to get their students at their schools to do the same thing, and we'll package them all up and mail them to you guys.
Ooh, word's getting around the OT grapevine.
Let's go.
That is awesome. Well, Jessica, we appreciate that so much, and we'll definitely be talking to you here over the next couple of days or so, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you so much
for doing this, you guys.
No, thank you, and thank the students, and it's awesome. It's great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got a text, Kennedy, from the 857. What is the deadline for receiving Valentines? Want to make sure our school gets them to you in a timely fashion. Yeah, so you could mail them to us if you want.
100%.
You know, if we can make it easier that way, you can just mail them right to the radio station.
Do that.
The address is at mix1041.com. When do we want them by?
I would love for you guys to aim for the 10th.
So they need to be in our building by the 10th?
It would be great.
Today's
that way we can have
29th,
them. And
right?
if we're able to deliver to more than one place, you know, we'll have the ability to do that and split them up. Or if we need to mail them to another place, mm-hmm. that we have time right. to get that around and turn it around. So that's my little goal, but I'll take them.
Right. And then also, you know, it is our hope that we're going to get out to some schools to meet you guys, you know, and say thank you and to collect the cards. If we can figure that out with all of our schedules and your schedules and getting in there. A text also from the same number from the 857. We would love to have you at our school for a pep rally.
I'm already in talks with her. So
let's go, Dan. We're having a pep rally.
The pep rally's for us?
Well, it's not for us. It's for veterans, but we'll represent them.
Is it usually for like a big football game?
It might be.
Do we just stand there? I don't know what to do.
We have to dress up as mascots. What do you want to be, a kangaroo?
I don't do any tricks.
Kennedy, what do you want to be for a mascot? How about a bobcat? I'll be an eagle. We'll just show up as random mascots at a pep rally at a school. I love this so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you can do, you want to get involved. Again, if you're a part of a veterans organization and you want some of these cards, you want us to come get the cards to you, we want to do that too. Go to mix1041.com. We have all the information there. Or if you need any of the information, you can text or call right here in the studio at 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ashley from Pelham.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
How you doing with that snow up there this morning?
Oh, my son had a 2-hour delay, so that was not fun.
How much snow did you guys get up there?
I think like 3 inches.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How old is your son?
He's 5.
Does he understand a 2-hour delay? Is he not quite old enough?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he really understood what was going on, though.
3 inches feels like a light dusting for New Hampshire.
Yeah. But I feel like that age, not quite old enough to be happy. You know, you got to be like 8, 9, 10, 14.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't understand. It was just another morning for him.
At 56. That's when I really appreciate a 2-hour delay. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anthony Mackie is the new Captain America, but he's upset conservatives the other day because he said, and I quote, Captain America represent a lot of different things, and I don't think the term America should be one of them. Who played Captain America before Mackey?
I don't know.
That's a weird flex. It's just like, it's not a real character. It's okay. Question number two. Adam Lambert turns 43 today. He is an American Idol runner-up who now tours as the frontman of which rock band?
Maroon 5.
Question number three. The Dave Matthews Band announced a bunch of tour dates for 2025. True or false? Dave Matthews has played to mix Beach House. True or false?
True.
Question number four. Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara are pickleball hustlers in the Michelob Ultra Super Bowl ad that came out yesterday. Catherine O'Hara reprised her role as Delilah Dietz for which 2024 sequel?
Delia Dietz.
Delia? Oh, sorry. Delia. What'd I say? Delilah. I had Delilah on the brain.
Mean Girls.
All right, in question number five, Post Malone left another big tip, this time $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah after they opened a half hour early just for him. What is Pizza Hut's slogan?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
They're tough, aren't they, Ashley?
What?
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard.
It is very hard. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Ashley getting 1 out of 5 right, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay.
I love that that's a positive for her.
Big suit energy.
Yeah.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Anthony Mackie is the new Captain America, but he upset conservatives the other day when he said, and I quote, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term America should be one of them.
Which is a weird flex for a guy playing Captain America.
I know. It's just like...
Well, he saves the world. Maybe that.
Yeah, but it goes back to his history as a soldier in the U.S. military. Like, that's where he cut his teeth.
I get it, but the world's changing. Evolving. Growing. I don't know.
1-0. Question number two.
Just wear your shield and cut your check, all right?
Adam Lambert turns 43 today. He's an American Idol runner-up who now tours as the frontman of which rock band?
Queen,
yes, not Maroon 5.
Did I answer the first question?
Yeah, you said Chris Evans, didn't she?
No, you didn't even ask it. You just started talking, and then you never even asked it.
Did we get sidetracked?
Yep.
Could be.
So I guess I get that wrong. Because
Kennedy, who played fair. Captain America
no,
before Mackie?
No, you already said it. Go on, move on. Lesson number three, please.
I blame Anthony Mackie. The Dave Matthews Band announced a bunch of 2025 tour dates. True or false, Dave Matthews is a mixed Beach House alum.
Yes, true.
Cornhole.
Yeah, one of the best performances.
Cornhole. And if you ever want to have a laugh, go watch the interview that Kennedy and I did.
It's
and
very
read the,
challenging.
And read the comment section.
What does it say?
They hate me.
They hate us. I think the prevailing theme was, have they ever interviewed anyone ever before in their lives?
Oh, wow.
2-1.
Wow.
2-1, question number four.
I thought the Matthews fans were a mellow bunch.
Well, interviewing Dave Matthews should be an Olympic sport because it's hard.
Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara are pickleball hustlers in the Michelob Ultra Super Bowl ad, which came out yesterday. Catherine reprised her role as Delia Dietz for which 2024 sequel?
Beetlejuice.
3-1, question number five. Post Malone left another big tip. This time it was $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah.
Good man.
They opened up a half hour early for him.
Oh.
What is Pizza Hut's slogan?
Oh, gosh.
We open early for Post Malone.
I would.
Like hit the hut?
Hit the hut.
Yeah.
I think that might have been one back in the day. Mm. No one out pizzas the hut.
Ah.
Is the correct answer.
There it is.
3-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Who played Captain America before Anthony Mackie? Ashley, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
My name is Ashley from Pelham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, how are you feeling this morning? $1,000 on the line. Sal is in the building.
I feel okay, but I have lost a lot this week.
Did he say anything to you about how much
he
you've lost?
He called me yesterday.
Oh, he called you?
Yeah.
And you answered?
Yeah.
Huh.
I answer when you call. I'm getting better and better all the time.
And what did he say to you?
Well, we were talking about some other things, but it did come up.
You've been in your head a little bit about it this week.
Well, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Glad it ain't my money, that's for sure.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sarah from Stoughton.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Kennedy.
So Sarah's
good
a
morning,
nanny. She has the boys in the car are Finn and Ash. Good morning, Finn. Good morning, Ash.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
They're on their way. Do they know where they're going? I don't want to ruin the surprise.
They do know, yeah.
Okay, they're going to the Museum of Science because they have the day off.
Let's go.
Science!
Mm. All right, well, let's see if we can give you $1,000 to start the day. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Sarah?
I'm ready. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which 2000s reality competition series was hosted by Tyra Banks?
America's Next Top Model.
Sarah, can you tell me who starred opposite Julia Roberts in Notting Hill?
Hugh Grant.
Have you seen that one, Dan?
I can't say I have.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
I just watched it like 2 weeks ago.
What is the name of the kingdom ruled by Simba in The Lion King?
I've seen that one.
Oh, God. Have a name?
One day, Simba, all this will be yours. Everything the light touches.
Mufasa. No, that's the name of the kingdom, you guys.
Is Mufasa in their studio right now? All right, I need an answer.
The Pride Lands.
Question number 4. Singer Zach Bryan promised that if the Philadelphia Eagles won the NFC Championship, that he would release his song Blue Jean Baby, which they did, and he did. Which podcaster did he recently offer $12 million to sign an NDA about their failed relationship?
Can you say it again one more time?
Yes, Zach Bryan offered $12 million to sign an NDA to a podcaster and their failed relationship. Who was the podcaster?
Joe Rogan.
All right, and question number 5. Which female artist has won the most Grammy Awards?
Is it someone? Yeah. I'm going to guess I want to say Dolly Parton, but that's just in my head. I'm going to say Beyonce.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I don't know if that's right, guys.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sarah,
oh my God, how'd I do?
Fumbled her way through these answers. It was a little bit hard to listen to.
Oh.
And got 4 out of 5right.
Oh!
Is that right, Dan?
Oh,
okay. That's right.
4 out of 5,
oh,
right.
I got 4, guys. I got 4.
These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
Is that Sal I hear walking down the hallway?
He's Dan? In a meeting. Mind your business.
These are tough. Question number 1. What 2000s reality competition series was hosted by Tyra Banks?
America's Next Top Model.
Tied at 1, Kennedy. You're on the board. Question number 2. Who starred opposite Julia Roberts in Notting Hill?
Hugh Grant.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Can you name the kingdom that is ruled by Simba in The Lion King? You want to do the voice again, Dan?
One day, Simba, all this will be yours. Everything the light touches.
The jungle?
The Pride Lands, Kennedy. 3-2 for Sarah. Question number 4. Singer Zach Bryan promised that if the Philadelphia Eagles won the NFC Championship, that he would release his song Blue Jean Baby. They did, and he did. Which podcaster did he recently offer $12 million to sign an NDA about their failed relationship?
Brianna Chicken Fry.
That is correct. Tied at 3.
Never heard of that person.
I would not have written up for Carson talking about her all the time.
Yeah, go down the rabbit hole. It's a great story.
Go to the Museum of Science instead. It's better.
Agreed.
Question number 5. Which female artist has won the most Grammy Awards? Sarah got this one right.
I don't know how.
Yep.
I don't have choices?
No, I did not give a choice.
It was a wild guess.
For $1,000.
Come on, I'm planning a wedding. Fingers crossed.
Beyonce. You don't understand. I was going to say Mariah Carey. I was going to say Mariah Carey. I was going to say Mariah Carey, and I shifted. A picture came into my head of Beyonce holding a whole bunch of them.
Oh, y'all are getting McDonald's dollar menu at that wedding.
Oh, I thought for sure you had me.
Wow, how did you both get that?
Well, Beyonce is the queen.
I'm floored. Right. I'm speechless. I am speechless. That was a great job, Kennedy. 4-4 is the final score.
Guess right.
4-4 is the final score. And with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Sarah, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. You and Finn and Ash have a great time at the Museum of Science. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah and Finn and Ash, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.